pain of dignity? Have you no sense of style? You'll never be pretty until you smile.
Chapter 6. This is not a tale of Lemony Snicket. It is useless to tell the Snicket story, because it happened so very long ago, and because there is nothing anybody can do about the way it has turned out. So the only reason I could possibly have for jotting it down in the margins of these pages would be to make this book even more unpleasant, unnerving, and unbelievable than it already is. This is a story about Violet, Klaus, and Sunny Baudelaire, and how they discovered something in the Library of Records of Heimlich Hospital that changed their lives forever, and still gives me the heebie-jeebies whenever I am alone at night. Stop. But if this were a book about me, instead of about the three children who would soon run into someone they had hoped never to see again, I might pause for a moment and tell you about something I did many years ago that still troubles me. It was a necessary thing to do, but it was not a nice thing, and even now I get a small quiver of shame in my stomach whenever I remember it. I might be doing something I enjoy, walking along the promenade deck of a ship, or looking through a telescope at the aurora borealis, or wandering into a bookstore and placing my books on the highest place in the shelf so that no one will be tempted to buy and read them, when I will suddenly remember this thing I did and think to myself, was it really necessary? Was it absolutely necessary to steal that sugar bowl from Esme's squalor? The Baudelaire orphans were experiencing similar quivers that afternoon as they finished up the day's work in the Library of Records. Every time Violet put a file in its proper place, she would feel her hair ribbon in her pocket and get a quiver in her stomach as she thought about what she and her siblings were up to. Klaus would take a stack of papers from the basket in front of the deposit chute, and instead of placing the paper clips in the small bowl, he would keep them hidden in his hand, feeling a quiver in his stomach as he thought about the trick he and his sisters were going to play. And whenever Hal turned his back, and Klaus passed the paper clips to Sunny, the youngest Baudelaire felt a quiver in her stomach as she thought about the sneaky way they were going to return to the Library of Records that night. By the time Hal was locking up the file cabinets for the day, with his long loop of keys, the three Baudelaire children had enough quivers in their stomach to attend a quivery stomach festival, if there had been one in the area that afternoon.
"Is it absolutely necessary to do this?"
Violet murmured to Klaus, as the three children followed Hal out of the library into the anteroom. She took her hair ribbon out of her pocket and smoothed it out, making sure it didn't have any tangles.
"It's not a nice thing to do."
"I know," Klaus answered, holding his hand out so Sunny could hand back the paper clips. "I have a quiver in my stomach just thinking about it, but it's the only way we can get our hands on that file."
"Olaf,"
Sunny said grimly. She meant, before Mattathias gets his hands on us, and as soon as she was finished with her sentence, Mattathias's scratchy voice came over the intercom.
"Attention! Attention!"
the voice said, as Hal and the Baudelaires looked up at the square speaker.
"This is Mattathias, the new head of human resources. Inspections are over for the day, but we'll continue tomorrow."